Oh yeah, this guy was hot.
This book sucks.
It wasn't even her house! She didn't clean it, or look after it, or take care of the people inside of it! How dare she! They were all Molly had!
Yeah, that's what a narrator should sound like in an audiobook.
A body?
Wow, that was very bad.
A body? Waka waka!
Odie smiled back at her.
I just pictured Garfield. With perfect clarity.
Rick nearly fell off.
Muggy's big bug eyes squinted.
Molly reached into her backpack and produced a handkerchief that finger
cut. I'm imagining an awful creature. Oh, that's terrible.
Molly reached into her backpack and produced a handkerchief that
gets the thinking about it.
All right, what does Rook sound like? Something, something. Oh, I'm a little poppity crow boy. Okay.
The bee shook its furry little fist in rage.
No, okay. I was wondering if I spelled furry. I'm so used to that word meaning something else at this point.
She opened her mouth like, to demonstrate.
I can't believe my editor let me keep that. The editor is best friends with the girl playing Trixie, and I think she knew exactly what this would sound like. Okay.
They were good friends, for better or worse. Good friends and Rick.
Jesus.
It was hard to untangle the story through their squabbling, but Naven spoke fluent— that is hard to say, I'm not surprised I fucked that up. But Naven spoke fluent squabble. Clearly Jello doesn't, though.
You're not supposed to be enjoying yourself. You're a prisoner. Prisoner shit.
Well, I can't read. Sorry, I forgot I can't read. You're gonna have to fire me now. Okay.
And the spelling bees with all the letter-shaped hives? Freaking sick! Yeah! Yeah!
Ah! Oh, they must use proficiency to measure up at that strength in Ocean County. I just figured out how we can beat my sister. Good. Oh, fart.
He tried to eat a burning coal at a family barbecue once and it did permanent damage to his tongue. Now he doesn't taste right. He just tastes awful. Yeah, pretty much. I said butch. Anyways. Did she just get stolen? Did one of her friends just get kidnapped? Again? Did one of her friends get put gone? Forever? Free candy. That's 100% less money than normal candy. Fuck, I forgot money spent. Dang it. You'd make yourself meanie.
Little less of a Columbo read.
Anyway, I'll get out of your hair.
Just one more thing.
One more question.
You can't just ask someone why they're small. Why are you small?
There are people walking above me. My mom says it's because there's giants that live above me. And every time they stomp, I get squished a little bit more.
This is one of my favorite Trixie lines in the whole book, by the way. Feeny's reaction really makes it, too.
Why were you in her belly?
Feenica, not now.
No offense, Trixie, but I'm not sure that you're the expert on what Okay.
Feenica about to break it down.
So you do, but the smudge just gets worse. And then you try racing harder and harder, and the eraser tears clean through the page. And now the page has been ripped, and you're not sure if it's your fault. Why? And you can't even be sure if it's a bad eraser unless you test it a second time. Yeah! And you can't even be sure if it's a bad eraser unless you test it. You know the eraser thing!
I'm just imagining her like 3 feet tall doing these little flailing sounds you're doing at the— it's like, you know the eraser thing! Oh my god, are you okay?
At least we're keeping in character.
Interlopers, this ends now! Everything we have put into one last attack.
And once this is finished, you will burn!
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased. Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
E-P-I-T-H-E-T-E-R-A-S-E-D.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased.
Epithet erased. Thank you for listening.